Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Finally, after much in the way of exhausting effort, the candidates have gotten to Election Day, and so is the nation. Kicking and screaming, it seems like they've gotten to the election. And whoever is chosen and whoever is not, I hope both sides can come together. And as a nation, we can come together again. I'm not sure how much more we can take of this. This is how hard an election this has been. So today's show is about getting more contacts on LinkedIn. And it's an easy technique. It will help you. Actually, it's not about contacts. It's about more people reaching out to you on LinkedIn, which may or may not involve contacts. So I hope you find the show helpful. And if you do, please give it 5 stars in iTunes, Stitcher, whatever service you use in order to listen to the show. It will help more people discover. And with that, let's get going. Let's talk today about LinkedIn. And let's ask the question, why aren't you getting enough calls or contacts from your LinkedIn profile? Now, generally, there are 2 reasons. Number one is you haven't made it easy for people to find you. Now, here's how you can make it easier. You know how in your resume, when you upload it to an applicant tracking system, the system's looking for keywords in your resume and having them positioned in certain places in your resume in order to be found? Well, with LinkedIn, when recruiters, whether that's corporate or third-party recruiters, are searching for resumes, they're doing much the same thing. So the system has to identify you by your keywords in order for you to be found. So, for example, all those times you talk about being a visionary, hard-charging, dynamic, top performer in your resume, well, it's taking away from keywords. Now, if you're in IT, you're used to buzzwords, and I use that as the sort of negative slang that it's intended to. But think in terms of what it is you do, the technology employed, nature of the applications or the infrastructure you work in, and how many people you manage, all the resources on-site, offshore, or both, and get that into your resume. Again, on-site, offshore is a keyword. J2EE, JEE, Cisco. Think in terms of the keywords to be found. If you're in accounting, GAAP, Oracle, accounts receivable, SOX, compliance. If you're in financial markets, you might make sure that you mention operations, front office, middle office, back office. You get the idea. What you need to do is think of positioning your keywords visibly in the resume so it's easy for the LinkedIn search engine to find you as well. And remember, from the employer's perspective, they can't see a lot about you if you're a third level connection, unless they're using LinkedIn Recruiter in order to find you. Now, for those who don't employ that product, they're still trying to find people, and you want to make it easy for them to connect with you. So in your summary area, I want to encourage you, put your email address and phone number if you're looking for work. Matter of fact, just make sure your email address is there even if you aren't looking for work. Why? Very simple. The person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest. They don't always work the hardest, although those are great qualities to have. People get ahead by being alert to opportunity. Sometimes those are internal to an organization. More often than not, they're external. And you're not going to get contacted, and you may think you're the happiest person in the world. But another $20,000 might make you a lot happier, and you still might be doing great work. So very simply, make sure your email address is in your summary. If you're looking for work, your email address and phone number, make it easy for people to reach you with great keywords, and you're going to notice the number of your contacts go up. By the way, if you're not looking for work and you want to make a change to your LinkedIn profile, turn off the notifications feature for your contacts. in the config section of your LinkedIn profile. This way, everyone is not going to get notified when you make a small change. Your boss, who you're connected with, isn't going to be notified that you've added this information into your profile. Then turn it back on afterwards. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.